Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Addix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. Before we jump into our topic this week, I wanted to mention that my article in the Taekwondo Times magazine is finally on store shelves now. The November 2008 issue has my full feature article entitled, An Argument for Reality-Based Training. And the photos used along with the article were taken by Mike DeLeo at one of our Jim Wagner classes last year. You can find Mike at thecenterofselfdefense.com. So, stop by your local magazine shop, pick up a copy, and let me know what you think about the article. The issues will only be around for a little while before they're replaced with the December issue, so don't wait to get your copy. Alrighty, on to the main topic. In our last quick tip, I talked about where you should sit when you sit on a train. It was a really popular topic, so I'll toss out some other public seating positions. And this time, we'll cover movie theaters. And actually, this goes for any large room venue. Now normally, the best seats for acoustics and visual effects is right in the middle. Now consequently, most people congregate there in the middle center of the room. But from a safety perspective, for fire or attack, you want to place yourselves along the edge. Now the reason for this is twofold. First, should an attack happen, the target will be where they can cause the greatest amount of harm in the shortest period of time. And that target is where most people are packed together, in the middle center. So what you want to do is you want to distance yourself as much as possible from that target. So sit along the edge of the crowd and not in the thick of it. The other reason you want to be on the edge is so that you can have an easier escape. If you're stuck in the middle of a crush of bodies, you'll have a much harder time getting to an exit than if you're already on the edge without 50 or 100 people in your way. Now this just isn't for terrorist attacks, but it's good for any emergency escape for things like fires. The clearer your path to the exit, the greater your chances for escape. And it goes without saying that as soon as you enter any building, your first instinct should be to identify the exits. So the rule of thumb when gathering in any public place is to stay on the edge of the crowd and not smack in the middle of a crush of bodies. It's not a guarantee of survival, but it should increase your chances. If you have any quick tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you'd like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Well, that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions and commentary, send an email to podcast@alexaddix.com. That's podcast@alexhaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexaddix.com. Until next time, stay aware and stay safe.